the rest of the story. Mike remembers his days caddying. Oh, he remembers them well. He remembers one loop in particular, a wealthy executive at Grand Haven Golf Club. Mike hadn't caddied for a while, so the caddy master grilled him beforehand. "Listen," his superior said, "all I want you to do is to show up, keep up, and shut up." Mike nodded. "Oh, and your guy has a couple of quirks," the caddy master added. "One, you keep the ball fresh. I mean spotless clean on every tee, on every green. And two, you give him the right number exactly. Don't round off yardage. And three, you don't tell him how to play the hole. Keep your advice to yourself. And four, and this is most important, and I'm warning you, don't club him. You tell him how far it is to the pin and let him pick the club." Well, Mike the caddy didn't argue. After all, he wanted the job. So he shouldered the fellow's bag and he met him out on the practice putting green. The stylish businessman scarcely looked up as he stroked three hasty putts. "Are they all this fast?" he asked Mike. Mike shrugged. The gentleman appeared slightly irritated by his looper's ignorance. Well, they proceeded to the first tee. When they got there, the fellow extended his right hand toward Mike. Mike shook his hand. The gentleman leaned forward and whispered, no, I need you to give me a ball. Mike gave him a ball, a very clean one. First hole went all right. The second at least until they reached the putting surface. "Looks left to right," the executive muttered, plumb bobbing the break. "It'll break right to left," Mike instructed. Mike's man glared back and then stroked the putt. Oh, his caddy had been correct. It was only then that Mike noticed the barely perceptible grin. Fella had a sense of humor, after all, it seemed, albeit a dry one. Mike would test his theory, little by little, throughout the round, but especially on the par 3 14th hole. "What have we got?" the man says. 175 to the stick, wind at," Mike answers. And with that, the caddy tips the bag. The caddy tips the bag toward the executive with the 5-iron protruding above the rest. That's right. Despite a stern warning to the contrary, Mike is clubbing his man. But instead of an angry stare, that little grin returns, and it grows. "Now you're a mind reader," the golfer says, smiling broadly now. He takes the 5-iron from the bag, and with a hearty laugh, he knocks the ball 10 feet from the flag pin high. That summer will live in Mike's memory forever. That summer of 1998, when a weekend golfer and a professional sports writer named Mike Koenig resumed his caddying career for the grand opening of the course at Grand Haven in Palm Coast, Florida. All he had asked for was an interview with the course's designer, but instead he was invited to caddy for the course's designer, and on opening day, the loop of a lifetime. For a business executive who once ruled the kingdom of golf as no one ever has or perhaps ever will, a golden opportunity to carry the weapons of the golden bear, Jack Nicklaus. You may have wondered what that would be like. Now, thanks to Mike, you know the rest of the story.